Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masachat Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet. Near the top of the Amud, looking at the second Mishnah, Perek, Matzab Rosho Ma'ot. Let's say you found sitting on top of the idol, and this is something that we saw in the previous Sugiya, money, ksut o kelim, garments or vessels. You can use them with the assumption that they are not tikrovet avodah zarah, they were not brought as offering. But parchilei anavim, grape clusters, atarot shel shibolim, grain wreaths, yinot shmonim uslatot, wines, oil, or flour, kol davar sheyotze b'karev al gabei mizbeach, or any sort of thing which is similarly brought on our mizbeach, asur, with the assumption that it is tikrovet avodah zarah. Now, minahani mili, what's the source for this? Rechia bar Yosef Amarav Oshaya Katuv Echad Omer V'Tirut Shikutzehem Et Gulilehem Eitz V'Heaven Kesef Zav Asherei Mahem. You will come to the land and you will see all of their idols. This is in the Brit in Nitzavim. What happens? Follow them and you imitate them. You will see wood and stone, silver and gold that are with them. V'Katuv Echad Omer Lo Tachmod Kesef Zahav Aleihem. Do not covet the silver and gold that is on them. Haketzad, why are these two things compared, but not exactly? As the second pasuk quoted the earlier, does not mention wood or stone. Imahem dum yad alehem, they're compared now. Ma alehem, meaning the second pasuk, which is the alehem pasuk, davar shel noy asur, it only mentions silver and gold, beautification. Sheino shel noy mutar, but it's like wood and stone, which are not beautiful. Typically beautifying, but you're merely functional. Those things are mutar. Af imahem davar shel noy asur, v'sheino shel noy mutar. And therefore, the only kind of wood or stone that would be prohibited would be if it would be an adornment. Therefore, we see that the money or those sort of things that are sitting on the idol, they can't be an adornment for the idol, so they're mutar. Ve'ema alehem dum yadimahem. Why don't you turn it in the other direction? Ma imahem, komash imahem, afalem komash alehem. Just like in the first pasuk, it mentioned even wooden stone. Perhaps it means whatever it's on the idol. Imken lo yomar alehem, then there's no reason to say the word alehem at all, if not to help delimit. Okay, now let's go through each one of the three things and see if they really aren't shalnoi. Ma'ot avar shalnoi hu. Money is offered up to the god. It's nice. It's an adornment. We're talking about a money pouch that is tied up and hung around the neck of the idol. Clearly somebody just left it there because he had a run or something else. Ksut davar shel noy hu. Garments could be very beautification. Again, it's a folded up garment that's sitting on the head of the idol. Clearly it was left there as convenience and not to offer it or to adorn the idol. Kli davar shel noy hu, the same thing with a vessel. Amar papa somebody took a pot and turned it over and put it on his head. Again, it's clearly was not left there with intent to beautify it. Kilkalin would be sort of like a screen that sits in front of the idol. So it's anything that's on the inside, meaning closer to the idol than that screen, even if it's salt or water, anything it might have put there is asur. Chutz the kilkalin, but only things that are outside. Then the hagdarot that we just mentioned apply. Davar shel noy asur, she'eino shel noy mutar. Something which is beautifies is asur. Something which does not is mutar. By the way, that when you look at our Mishnah talks about something that's on the head of the idol itself. Yes, because that's talking about something that was clearly left there or was not offered up. So we have a rule, which is that there is no barrier, no screen, for Po'or and Mercury. So Lamai, Ilei Medafilu B'Fnim Kechutzdam Yishari, you're going to tell me that the screen doesn't matter, and even things on the inside are like, they have the same limiters as the outside? Hashtavor Mefarin Kamei, think about Po'or, they do disgusting things. Ma'am Melech L'Makarvin Le, you think they wouldn't offer, let's say, water and salt? El Afilu Chutzdam B'Fnim Dami Yosu. It's the opposite, that even things on the outside, as long as they're clearly offered to the idol or brought to adorn the temple of the idol, they're asur, even if they're outside the kilkel. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is Gimel, Avodat Kochavim, Shahayala Gina Omerchatz. This we saw earlier in the Perek. If an Avodah Zorah is expanded to have a garden or Beit HaMerchatz for it, Nanin Men Shelo B'Tovah, you're allowed to get benefit as long as you don't benefit them. Ve'ein Nanin Men B'Tovah, you're not allowed to get benefit if you benefit them, like paying them or praising them. We'll see who them is. Hayah Shel Av Shel Acherim, let's say it was co-owned by the cult and by somebody else. Nanin Men Ben B'Tovah Ve'ein Shelo B'Tovah. You can even get benefit from them by giving benefit to others. Now skip for a moment, look at the first piece of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the end of the Mishnah. Amar Abaye, B'tova means B'tovat Komarin. According to this first version of Abaye, Tova means to benefit the priests of the cult. Shelo B'tova means Shelo B'tovat Komarin. Meaning, La'fuke Tovat Ovadei Adashari. Meaning, the first version of Abaye says that in the opening line of the Mishnah, if the garden or the bathhouse belongs to, let's say, Aphrodite, like the case we had, you are not allowed to benefit from it if you benefit the priest, but you could benefit its worshippers. Like saying to one of the worshippers, here's $5, you know, get me in, I want to see those beautiful gardens, or I want to sit on this bench for a little while. Now, Ika de Matnila Seifa, some people learned Abaye's comment as a comment about the Seifa. Haya shala v'shal acherim, nehanin mehen betova v'shalo betova. If it belonged to the god, the cult, and others, you can get benefit b'tova and shalom b'tova. Rabbaya means b'tovat acherim, mean benefit of others. Shalom b'tova means shalom b'tovat komrin, meaning you're still not allowed to benefit the priest in any case. Now, man demat ni ha-seifa kol sekein ha-reisha. So if somebody will learn that as a comment on the seifa, certainly they will learn it as a comment on the reisha, which means that you cannot benefit the priests. Mandamat de'areisha, but whoever learns that as a comment on the reisha, that the only prohibition is benefiting the priests, v'laseifa came in the ikacherim bada, they will not accept this version of Abaye as a comment on the seifa, because they'll say, once there are other people who own it, you could even benefit the priests of the cult based on the way that we would see it. So, in other words, the second version subsumes the first rejects the second. Okay, back to the last line in the Mishnah, which is the first part of Mishnah Gimel. Avodat kochavim shel oved kochavim asura miyad. The Avodah Zarah that's owned by a non-Jew is prohibited immediately as soon as it is fashioned. Mishal Yisrael ein asura ad shete aved. If it belongs to a Jew, then it's not prohibited until it's actually worshipped. Okay, now skip a couple lines to the next piece in the Gemara. Avodat kochavim shel oved kochavim asura miyad. Who is the author of this Mishnah? As I mentioned several times, this point is one that's one of dispute. Rabbi Kiva, Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel have a disagreement. The first opinion we'll hear will be Rabbi Shmuel at odds with our Mishnah. Habay, Tiabdun Kol Mekomot Hashem Avdu Shaman Koyim. You have to destroy all the places. Kelim Shishtam Shubayim Avodah Kochav Minkotum Medaber. Rabbi Shmuel says, and we'll analyze this in a few minutes, this is referring to vessels that were used for Avodah Zarah, not the places. Yachol asum velo gamrum, I might think if they made them but didn't finish making them, gamrum velo havium, or they finished but they didn't bring them as offering. Havium velo inshtavshuben, or they brought them but they didn't need use them. Yachol yu asurim, I might think they're still asur, meaning at an earlier stage. Talmud lomar shavdu shama goyim. The rest of the pasuk says that the goyim worshipped there. Shenasur not shi avdu, they're not asur until they're used for worship. Rishmael says that's the source for the statement that the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew is only prohibited once it's used. Mishal Yisrael, but on the other hand, that owned by a Jew, Asura Miyad, prohibited as soon as it's fashioned, Divrei Rabbi Yishma, or designated Divrei Rishmael. Kiva Omer, and this is the opinion we're familiar with from the Mishnah, Chilufa Dvarim, the factors are the opposite. It's made by a non-Jew. It's prohibited immediately. So Yisrael ad shete aved, but a Jew's Avodah Zarah is only prohibited once it's actually worshipped. All right, now let's see what the sources for these different opinions are. So the first thing is that Rabbi Shmuel says the pasuk is referring to Kelim. It says Mekomot Asharav Dusham. The answer is Imenu Inyan Mekomot, because it can't mean Mekomot, to Lo Mitzri, because the location cannot become prohibited. To Eloheim Al Harim, we've already seen this, for Elohe Harim Eloheim, meaning could not turn the mountains into a god, and therefore the mountains are not prohibited. Therefore, the prohibition and the one that says you have to destroy them must be Tanei Inyan LeKelim, must be referring to vessels that could be prohibited. Now, but you just said that this refers to the Kelim of Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself. Amarkra asher atem yoshim otam et Elohim. Places, which now we're going to say means the vessels, that you inherit with their God. Makish Elohim la Kelim. So it's comparing their gods to the vessels. Ma Kelim achi avedu, just like the vessels are only prohibited once they're worshipped. Afilohim nami achi avedu, same thing with the gods. Rabbi Kiva lo makish. Rabbi Kiva does not make this comparison. Hamalacha et hifsikanyan. The word et does not mean with, but rather it's a break, and it says kelim is one thing, Elohim is separate. Now, Rabbi Shmuel says Ashkachan merkocham shalom kocham de inasur ad shteavet. So that principle we see the Yisrael asurah miyad minale. But how does he know that Yisrael has the opposite feature? So the answer is svarahu. It's a svara. You know what kocham ad shteavet Yisrael asur miyad. This is a little bit strange to assume that the parameters for Yisrael have to be different, but that's the assumption. We'll see if there's what's in back of it. It says, since with the non-Jew, it's only when he worships it, the Yisrael has to be Asur Miyad. So now we throw up the following Ema, the following straw man, Ema, the Yisrael, Klal Klalo. Maybe Yisrael's is never prohibited. But the answer is Hashta Gneza Bai, as we'll see later on. Rabbi Shmuel's of the opinion that we agree, but we'll see his source, that if a Jew makes a Avodah Zarah, it has to be buried away. Sorry, lo Yitzra, it has to be prohibited then. So there has to be some point of prohibition. The Ema could Ovid Kochavim, so now suggest what I just asked, which is maybe it has the same parameters as a non-Jew. It's only when it's worshipped. Amar Krav et Chatatchem Asher Asitem et Ha'Egel. Parshat Ekev, when Moshe retells the story of the Egel, he says, that sin that you made the Egel, meaning, Mishat Asiyah Kam LeBechet, the minute you made it, you're already sinning. So therefore, it should be that it's prohibited at the point of making it. So, maybe that's only to establish that you did a sin. Yitzur lo mitzvah, but maybe the thing itself isn't prohibited. In the klalot, to be said at Har Grizim, says, cursed is the man who makes a pesach. So you're already cursed when you make it. So again, maybe that's only to say that you're cursed. Yitzur lo mitzvah, but maybe the idol itself isn't prohibited. The answer is, in that pasuk, it calls it Tovat Hashem, something which is already abomination to God. So it's Aser. So what does Rabbi Kiva do? Davar mevili de toiva. It doesn't mean that it is a toiva. Making an idol is something that's going to lead to the toiva of idol worship, but it's not yet classified. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yishmael, and now Rabbi Kiva's answer. Now Rabbi Akiva, let's see his opinion, which is the opinion of our Mishnah. How does he know that a non-Jew's Avodah Zarah is Aser immediately? You have to burn their graven images, meaning mishapsalo nasa eloah. The minute that he engraves it, it becomes a god, and it's also. V'idach, what will Rabbi Shmuel say about that? He says, I need that pasuk for Rav Yosef's derivation. Tani Rav Yosef, how do we know that a goy can negate his god and mivatal it? There's an allusion, the engravement, but there's a double play on a double entendre, lifsol, which means to invalidate. So where will Rabbi Kiva get that halacha from? We all agree that a goy can invalidate his own avodah zarah. Nafkalei mid Shmuel, he gets it from the Shmuel's resolution of two psukim. Shmuel rami k'tiv lo tachmor kesef zahav aleihem. Do not covet the gold and silver they have. And the rest of the pasuk is of lakach talach, meaning to take it. But he reads it as uchtiv lakach talach, meaning you may take. Haketzad, how can we resolve this? This as if it were a contradiction. Psalo leloha, if he forms a god, lo tachmod, you can't covet it. Psalo mi aloha, but if he negates him from being a god, then lakach talach, then you could take it. That's how he learns that a goy can invalidate his own god. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, Ashkechan Rekochavim Shalav, so we understand Rabbi Kiva's source, that in Oved Kochavim Zavod Azorah is Asur Miyad, Psilei Elohim. Kiva, Ashkechan Rekochavim Shalav, Kochavim Zavod Azorah, Yisrael Ad Shteved Minalan. How does he know that a avodah zarah of a Jew is only usher once he worships. Yehuda Amar Kra, Yivasam Basater, in that same curse that we saw earlier, Aruch HaIsh says that a Jew, if he takes an avodah zarah and puts it in a secret place, what does it mean? Ad she'asel advarim shebaseter, only until he does things that are done discreetly. For a Jew to worship avodah zarah, he would typically do discreetly. So he has to worship it. V'idach, what will Rabbi Shmuel say about that? This is what we saw earlier in Rabbi Shmuel. How do we know that you have to bury an avodah zarah? A Jew makes an avodah zarah, he has to bury it, and that's the only solution. Shnemar v'sam basater. V'sam basater here is not read as a condition of the curse, but rather as the proper resolution to the violation. V'idach, so what will Rabbi Shmuel do with that? What will Rabbi Kiva do with that? How do I know it needs Gneza? Not Vasam Baseter, that he needed to tell me has to be worshipped before becoming Osir, but rather Shinemar, Lotitalacha Ashira kol Eitz, Eitzim Izbeach, the juxtaposition of the prohibition of juxtaposing an Ashera tree next to the Mizbeach, which is based on the way that the Canaanim used to worship. What's the comparison? Mizbeach to Gneza, just like a Mizbeach. If it's violated, it has to be buried, and we'll see an example of that a little later on. Af Ashera to Gneza, same thing with an Ashera. The only thing to do is to bury it. So he doesn't need Vesam Baseter for that. V'idach, what will Rabbi Shmuel do with that? He needed the comparison of the Ashera and the Mizbeach for a homily about judges. Damar Shlakish, Kol Ami Dayan Shino Hagun. This we had in Sanhedrin. Anybody, any community, it sets up an improper judge. It's as if he planted an asherah. Nemar shoftim v'shitrim ten l'cha b'chol sharecha. And a few psukim later, lo titah l'cha asherah kol eitz. Meaning, if the putting up proper judges is akin to avoiding the violation of asherah. So Amar Rav Ashi, v'kom tamid chachamim. If there's a real tamid chacham there, and instead he puts this bad judge, kinyan tano eitz l'olim zbeach. It's as if he planted an asherah next to Mizbeach. Shemar Eitzel Mizbeach. Mizbeach being the Talmud Chacham. Now, so therefore, Rabbi Shmuel uses that for homily. Bar Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna now asked, so by the way, now we've settled everything, and we know where Rabbi Shmuel's sources and Rabbi Kiva's sources, and our Mishnah follows Rabbi Kiva. Bar Rav Hamnuna. He asked the following question. V'tech kli l'avod kochavim. Let's say somebody welded a broken kli for Avodah Zarah. Mahu. Do we say that as soon as he welds it is prohibited, or only when he uses it? Avodah Kochavim demand. First of all, who's the owner? Ilim Avodah Kochavim, David Kochavim, if we say it's a non-Jew. So, Bein the Rabbi Shmuel, Bein the Rabbi Kiva, Mesham Shem Avodah Kochavim Hain. Everybody agrees that this is an appurtenance of Avodah Zarah. Shem Avodah Kochavim Hain, Asur Natshi Avedu. That, everybody agrees, is only prohibited once it's used for worship, not when it's made. The only machloket is about the idol itself. El Avodah Kochavim Yisrael. It must be the Avodah Zarah of a Yisrael. That of course, Rabbi Shmuel says Osir Miad. I'll leave it to Elam. I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. It can't be according to Rabbi Kiva. The question: Hashta Higufa Lo Mitzraj Teved. The idol itself, according to Rabbi Kiva, as we just saw, is only Osir after its worship. Shemshami Baya. Certainly, the appurtenances are only Osir once they're used. The Ella Aliba to Rabbi Shmuel must be according to Rabbi Shmuel. Da Amar Asur Miad. He said it's Osir immediately. Might. So, Meshamshin, Meshamshin, Gamrinan. Do we learn Meshamshin from Meshamshin? Meaning, just like Meshamshin of an Avodah Zorah of a non-Jew are only usher once they're worshipped. Same thing here. Mahatam Achiavedu Afrach Achiavedu. Odilma Minagamar. Maybe you learn within the system, Mahi Asra Miyad, just like the idol itself is usher as soon as it's fashioned. Hamsham Shasur Miyad. So, therefore, maybe its appurtenances also. So the question is, my year to come and buy a Ritech Kli? If that's the case, then why is he asking a question about welding a Kli? To Ilay Asa, ask a simpler question. What if you make a Kli? The answer is, Vamnuna Mishum Tumi Yishana Ken Bailei. He was asking a whole different question, which is, if you recall, that Rav Chazal set up Tuma to exist, Tuma Derabanan, on Avodah Zarah. And that's what he's asking about regenerated Tuma, which we call Tuma Yishana. Denan Klei Matchot, Ten Mekablei and Tmein. Metal vessels, whether they're flat or they have a receptacle piece, can become tame. Nishtabru, if they break, taharu. They now are not tame anymore. They're no longer functional. Chazar vasan kelim, if you remake them kelim, yachzaru l'tumah yishana. The old tumah gets revivified, you haven't solved anything. This is what Rav Hamnuna was asking. Ki hadra tumah with avodah zarah, let me say the tumah yishana in general, hanimir tumah daraita. Maybe that's only true if the original tumah is a tumah daraita. Aval tumah rabbanan lo, tumah of avodah zarah, inherent tumah of avodah zarah is the rabbanan. So maybe there is no tumah yishana. Maybe the rabbanan didn't extend it. Odil maloshna, perhaps there is no difference. That's why he has to have welding, a broken cleat. Avitibayle shar tumah rabbanan. So why doesn't he just ask about tumah rabbanan in general? Why about avodah zarah? And thus having a commentary discussion. The answer is Chadamigo Chadak Mivaile. He was asking one question as a result of another, meaning Tumad Rabbanan Mihadra or Lohadra, is there Tumi Yishana and a Tumad Rabbanan at all? Timso Lomahadra, Lohadra, if you say there isn't, then Tumad Rabbanan Mishum Chumar Rabbanan Mishav Yur Rabbanan Ketumad Daraita Lo. Perhaps even if it doesn't, in the case of Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is so strict, maybe they made it like Tumad Daraita, and it does revert, they regenerate, or not, and the answer was take. We didn't have a solution. Okay, next question. Boimine Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan asked his Rebbe, Tikra v'davar kochavim shel ochlim. If there's an offering, which is food, mahu, what's its status? Mi mahanya lehu bitul etarinu mituma olo. Remember, you cannot be mevatel the isser of tikra v'davar zara. Question is, will it become now tahor? In other words, is the tuma stain removed once you're mevatel it or not? Tiboyle Kalim, so why don't you ask about Kalim? The answer is Kalim Lotigimwile. He didn't ask that. Kemende eat lohu tahara mikvah, since you can be metahir a kli and a mikvah, tumanamibala. So you can mivatal the tumah of Avodah Zarah. The thing's still osur, but it doesn't generate tumah. Vile ochlim, so he asked about food. Food you can't put in a mikvah. Tibabro kochavim gufa, why don't you ask about the idol itself? The answer is very easy. I want to kochavim gufa lomibale. I didn't ask that because Kevin the Isura Batil Tuma Namibala. Since the Isra of the Avodah Zarah can be cancelled out, certainly its Tuma can be cancelled. With food, my. Kevin the Isura Batil Kurov Gidal. After all, the Isra of Tikrovat Avodah Zarah can't be Batil, like we saw Rav Gidal quoting Rav. The Tuma Namilo Batla, maybe the Tuma can't go away. Maybe the Doraita of Tikrovat, Isra, it can't be cancelled. But Tumah to Rabbanan Batel, again, a similar question to that of Rav Amnuna, this Tumah is only to Rabbanan, maybe it can be cancelled, and again, Teku. So a third question, Barmina Rabbi Yossi ben Sho'umi Rebbe, he asked Rebbe the following question. Kalim Shishimishu ben Bevet Chonyo, Onias, who was, this is probably Onias IV in about the year 145 BCE, who was from the family of the Kohanim Gedolim, left Jerusalem and went to Heliopolis, in Egypt, and set up a separate temple, very likely as part of a military garrison. In any case, that was called Beit Chonyo. You take a look at the Mishnah at the end of Menachot, it deals with the status of Beit Chonyo as a legitimate mikdash or Beit Avodah Zarah. What about kelim that were used there? Maushishtam Shuba and Beit HaMikdash. Can they be used in the Beit HaMikdash? It has to be asked only according to the opinion that Beit Chonyo was not considered a Beit Avodah Zarah. Because the Mishnah Menachot said, Kohanim who worship there cannot serve in the Mikdash Mishalayim, and certainly not if they did Avodah Zarah. Meaning that Mishnah takes the position that Beit Chonyo is not a Beit Avodah Zarah, but there was a knas against the Kohanim who worshiped there, and that's why it makes as a Kal V'chomer if they actually worshiped Avodah Zarah. Now, Kohanim who consider Avodah Mishum Divnei Deyaninu, maybe it's only the Kohanim who are banned from Mishalayim, because they knew what they were doing. How about Kalim? No, but Kalim were just taken there. And maybe they're not. Odil Maloshna, maybe it's all the same. So what did Rebbe say? Amor Le Asurinin. They're Asur. Umikraya Biadenu Vashachnu. We had a Pasuk to support it. I forgot what the Pasuk was. So Eitav Rebbe, Yosef Rishol, threw back the Pasuk at Rebbe. Kol HaKalim Asher Yizniach HaMelech Achaz V'Malchuto Achaz who did Avodah Zarah. In Yerushalayim and took Kalim and use them for that. The Malo Hechanu Vikdashnu. Says we took these kelim and we sanctified them. This is Yoshiyahu. My love Hechanu Daat Belinu. Sorry, this is Chizkiyahu. Doesn't Hechanu mean we were told of them? Hikdashnu mean Daktashinu. We took them and re-sanctified them, which means they can be used. So this pasuk proves that certainly Beit Chonyos can be used. Amarle Baruch Atal Shemayim Shachzartali Aviratis. Rebbe said, oh, thank you. You returned my lost item. That was the pasuk, but you read it wrong. Hechanu min shegnaznum, we buried them. Vikdashnu shikdashnu acherim tachteim, we sanctified others in their place. They can't be. Okay, lema sayel lemizachit zfonit Bakanzu bin Chashvonit of Namizbeah Shikshikzu and Sheyavan. What was the northeast corner of the Azara? What was there? The Maccabim buried the rocks of the Mizbeach that the Yevanim had defiled. They defiled them by putting Zeus on top. So you see that kelim that are used for Avodah Zarah cannot be used in the Mikdash. There they found a pasuk which told them that they could do this. Or they should do this. In Yechezkel says, what happened in the Mikdash? Lowlifes came in, or loose people came in and defiled the Mikdash. The notion of Chilu is they made it Chulin, which means it's no longer a proper Mikdash. Okay, Amri Hechi Navid. So they said, what should we do here? Nitbarinu? Should we break apart the Mizbeach and reuse the broken stones? Avanim Shlemot Amarachmana. God said, the Torah said, you have to have complete stones. Ninsarinu, should we saw them, hew them? The Torah said, you can't use metal on them. Ve'amai, why not? Why don't they break them and let everybody take them home? After all, there was a point at which they wanted to bury all money in the world because of the money of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Vavinam by Yerushalayim, Avirubud Alma. It's when Yerushalayim, the roof of the world. We'll see what happened. There was a particular coin, a Hadriana coin, that had included some of the stolen gold from the Mikdash. Right? And therefore they wanted to take all of the money in Yerushalayim and put it away because it said some of this money includes money that was Hekdesh. They found the pasuk that says once the paritzim come in, it is no longer Kodesh, so you can use it. So why didn't they take the rocks of the Mizbeach? The answer is Hatam Lashtam Shubayam Legavoah. They never got to use this money for Hashem, and therefore it wasn't the same thing. The Mizbeach had been used for a few hundred years before the Greeks came in. Therefore, Lavarach Aralishtam Mushibuhu Hedyota. It's not nice that a person should take it home and use it for his own purposes. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the second half of Mishnah Gimel, in the next podcast, in Mishnah Dal, in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful